Yuma, Perik Hey, Mishnah Dalet, 5:4. Now Heviu lo es ha-seir. They now bring the goat, that's the goat Lashem, to him. Shechato, he will slaughter the goat. Again, it's not explicit that he does the partial of Shechita, severing just the majority of the two Samanim, and therefore it's not clear if he does it all by himself, all the way, if he does a partial one like that. At all events, Vikibel, he definitely has to receive the blood because the Kabbalah is one of the essential avodas of a korban. He receives the blood from the Seir Lashem, b'mizrak es damo. It's into that mizrak, that, you know, cup on a stick, that he receives the blood. He now takes the blood, nichnas l'makom shenichnas. He goes back in yet again, and this Mishnah will echo almost the exact same language word for word as the previous Mishnah. He goes into the place he had entered, meaning the Kodesh Kadashim. V'amad b'makom she'amad. He stands in the place in which he had stood before. Again, we're talking now where the Aron HaBris was, in the case of Baisheni. V'hizah memenu achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. And again, he sprinkles the blood of the Seir, the goat for Hashem, that korban, one time up and seven times down. Again, he doesn't intend to splash any blood on the kaporis itself, if there were one there, like a bias rishon. Rather, he acts kamatzlif, like one administering lashes. And again, the Bartanura learns we're talking about meaning a straight line, getting ever close to him, of these eight sprinklings of blood on the floor in front of him. The kachayamona, as in the previous mission, he's going to count the eight sprinklings. Since it's one up and seven down, he counts achas, one for the first one up, achas va'achas, then he says one up and one down when he's on the second one, then achas ushtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva, one up and then two, then three, four, five, six, and seven down. So there's then a total of eight sprinklings from the goat in the Kodesh Kodashim and eight sprinklings of the par in the Kodesh Kodashim. That's a total of 16. Remember, we're headed on our way to 43 by the end of this whole thing. Yatza. Now he leaves the Kodesh Kodashim. V'hinichu al kan hazav hasheni shaya behechel. He puts the Mizrak into the second stand that's waiting for it in the Kodesh. According to the Tanakhama here, there are two separate stands, one for the Mizrak for the bull and one for the Mizrak for the goat. However, Rebbe Yehuda omer lo haya sham ela kan echad bilvad. Rebbe Yehuda disagrees. He says there is only one stand on that can hold this Mizrak, and therefore what will happen is instead, Natal Dam HaPar, first he removes the blood in the Mizrak that's from the bull, V'hiniach Dam HaSeir, and he replaces it on that single stand with the goat blood. This is important because according to Rebbe Yehuda, according to everyone, but according to Rebbe Yehuda, you need to be extra careful to make sure you don't mix up the two containers and the bloods, to make sure you don't end up applying goat blood and shubin bull and vice versa. So now he has the back edge of the bull blood in his hand and the goat blood is on the stand. V'hizah mimenu al haparoches shekeneged ha'aron mibuchutz. So now there'll be another eight applications of blood, very similar to the previous eight. We're now dealing with the bull blood again. We're doing eight, it'll be one up and seven down, like the pasuk says. But now it's happening in the Kodesh, not the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's happening in front of the paroches, the curtain, as it was in Baisheni, and not the kapores, the lid of the aron that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I know this is just, don't get confused, if you're even a little bit dyslexic, it can get confusing. Kapores and paroches have the same letters, but the kapores is the cover of the aron. The paroches is the curtain on the outside that divides from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Kodesh. So he's now, v'hizah mimenu al haparoches. He is going to sprinkle the blood of the bull before the curtain, the paroches. Shekeneged ha'aron mebuchutz. He'll be standing outside the curtain, but he'll be standing in the middle of the curtain facing where the aron is or would be if it were inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the little staves of the aron would be poking out of the curtain. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata. Again, a total of eight. One up, seven down. V'lohaya miskaven. He doesn't intend to actually splatter on the parochas itself. Rather, he's sprinkling on the floor. Some girsas have this word, some don't. L'hazos lo lamala v'lo lamata ele kamatzlif. Again, he's not doing it above or below. He's acting kamatz leaf, like one who administers lashes. Bartanura means a line of eight sprinkles on the floor, ever closer to him. V'kachaya mona, he of course would count, so he shouldn't get confused. Kipshak, he needs to do exactly one up and seven down. Achas, one up. Some Mishnahs don't have these words, some do. Achas, one up. Achas v'achas, one up, one down. Achas v'shtaim, achas v'shelosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva, up to one up and seven down. Now he's done a total of eight blood sprinklings of the bull in the Kodesh. Then natal dam ha-se'ir, v'niach dam ha-par. He now takes the blood of the goat and puts down the blood of the bull. Could be onto that same one stand according to Yehuda, so he's switching it out now. Now he's holding the blood of the goat. Again, same words. He's standing, sprinkling, standing in the Kodesh, facing towards where the Aron HaBris would be in the Kodesh Kodashim, but he's in the Kodesh. He's sprinkling towards, but not onto the curtain. And Achas Lamala Vesheva Lamata, similarly, the blood of the goat in the Kodesh goes one up and seven down. Shekeneged Aron Mebuchutz, from the outside. Here's the count. Lohaya, and sometimes some girsos have this, some don't. The Lohaya miskaven lahazos lamala lamata ela kamatz lif v'kachaya mona. This is how we counted on the sprinklings on the ground. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtaim, achas v'shelosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. One up and seven down. Now you've got a total of eight. So the total up to now, by the way, is four sets of eight, which is 32. Remember, you had eight on the inside of the bull, eight on the inside with the goat, then eight on the in the Kodesh of the bull, eight on the Kodesh for the paroches of the goat. So that's four times eight is 32. And now the Mishnah says, Eira dam ha-par latoch dam ha-se'ir. He'll pour the contents of the mazrik, which has the bull blood in it, into the container that has the goat blood. Vinasanasam male barekan. Then he pours out the entire full container, which has the combination of the two bloods, into the empty container, which has essentially no blood in it. So now the reason that you kind of do in and then out again, so a double pouring, is to mix up the bloods very well, because the Torah requires that you do both bloods together next, and that can't be done unless the bloods mix up properly to make sure you don't get bludges from one, not the other. And that's because the pasuk is going to say, V'lakach, this is now pasuk Yurches, number 18 of Vayikra Tazayin, it's going to say, V'lakach medam ha-par u'medam ha-se'ir. You're going to take blood from both the bull and the goat together, V'nasan al-karnos mazbeach saviv, and apply it to the four protrusions or horns that are going around the perimeter of the golden mizbeach and the Kodesh, which will be the topic now of our next Mishnah, Mishnah Hei.